G-minus 75, ICA headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina. When Dan and Leisha's handshake was over and peace was restored, Tara stepped back. Dan then belatedly ran his hand down his stomach and slowly back up his chest, for the first time reflecting on whatever physical intervention besides the obvious immobilization Leisha had made to prevent him from vomiting.
I didn't do anything invasive,
the alien said, hearing Dan's unspoken question as well as easily interpreting his curious expression and accompanying hand movements.
As I said, I was trying to help, but as I also said, I apologize, both for intervening without asking and for creating a distance between us with more force than may have been strictly necessary. I felt threatened. Humans are stronger than you give yourselves credit for, with even untrained fists such as yours carrying a power capable of inflicting serious damage.
That Dan's fists were untrained was a reasonable and valid assumption, but Tara still chuckled very slightly at the innocent bluntness with which Leisha had delivered this tangential slight.
I am not immune from poor judgment, the alien continued,
talking more openly and fluently about himself than either of the attendant humans could recall him doing so in the past.
Circumstances on New Kerguelen are extremely challenging at the moment, and the load is difficult to bear. My emotions are perhaps quicker to turn than would normally be the case, and I am not in the clearest frame of mind to assist with any problems of your own. But I had to come here to bring you the news of the gateway to the Architect's world, news that did not strike us as news that should be delivered remotely.
A certain kind of news is better shared in person.
Tara agreed with a nod, trying to bring things back around to the core point that had been briefly lost in a wholly unexpected shuffle.
Indeed,
Leisha said. Did you go back to New Kerguelen and then come all the way back when I called? Dan asked. After you told us about the gate, I mean? Leisha responded to this by performing his trademark version of the nodding gesture he'd picked up from his human friends and made his own in the past year, moving his head slowly up and then even more slowly down in a series of movements that looked comically exaggerated. Wow. Thanks, Dan said. His lip momentarily quivered in something Leisha interpreted as an unusually deep and emotional appreciation. The alien returned a confused stare, truly not understanding why Dan was surprised and apparently also more than a little touched by his swift return.
You asked for me, so I came. That was the promise I made, Dan, and a promise I make is a promise I keep.
Are you feeling okay?
Tara asked Dan as she saw his finger fighting back a nascent tear.
You seem...
Trailing off, she held out a hand and tipped it quickly back and forth from one side to the other in a sign for unbalanced or on edge. I feel kinda like that, Dan said, acknowledging her hand. Right now, I honestly just feel like my emotional equilibrium is shot to shit, he admitted. He wasn't normally one to openly talk about emotions, but he also wasn't normally one to feel anything like this. Leisha interjected.
It seems as though neither of us are our normal selves today. Has the news of the gate brought this upon you, or was there a problem with Chairman Godfrey?
Nothing happened with Godfrey, Dan said. I think the immobilization really messed with me because I got major flashbacks to the outpost, when Sacco did it, and when it seemed like I would never get out. But I was already on edge before that, which is why I lost my temper in a way I normally wouldn't, and that's because of what's going on with Piper.
Do you mean what was going on when we were in the outpost?
Leisha asked, seeking clarification for Dan's hopefully accidental use of the present tense when referencing an apparent problem with his baby daughter.
Back when she had the powers?
Dan closed his eyes and took a deep breath.
About that,
Tara chimed in, thoughtfully saving him the trouble.
When you arrived here today, Piper knew. She told Emma and Clark that you were with us and then that you left. Obviously, she doesn't speak in full sentences, but that's what they took from it. And she started acting different very suddenly and talked about the three of us being together right when you got here. How could she know?
She couldn't.
Leisha said so confidently that no one replied in the long delay he left before following it up.
She can't. We removed her uplift powers, remember?
But her brain developed around them in a way none of your peoples ever have, Dan countered. She was born with the powers. We found a device capable of removing the core powers, telekinesis and telepathy, but isn't it possible that she might have some other variant powers you don't even know about? Calm, in a way that was highly evident without quite being reassuring, Leisha slowly shook his head.
Think back, Dan. Piper only had any powers at all because she genetically inherited them from you in a manner that does not occur among our kind. But she could only possibly have inherited the powers you possessed, which were the two core powers we granted to you using the standard finger and neck-based uplifter. That device doesn't grant teleportation, or even the transcript reading power, let alone any powers greater than or different to our own.
But there's an elephant in the room here, Dan said, not considering that Leisha wouldn't understand this metaphor, and having nothing to worry about in that regard anyway, since the alien could clearly hear the thoughts and meanings behind all of Dan's consciously shared words.
Go on, Leisha encouraged him.
Well, your kind didn't make any of the devices, the architects did. Everything you think you know about these devices and the uplift powers in general, everything you believe and everything we've assumed to be true since you told us, it's all come from the same race who lied to you. Everything we think we know about all of this has come from the bastards who confined your people to a cage for thousands of years. Leisha said nothing. All I'm saying, Dan continued with an uncomfortable sigh, is that maybe they haven't told you the full truth about the powers either. Maybe lasting psychic links are established. Granted, things could be different because she's human and these things were meant for messengers. Maybe the architects were truthfully accurate in what they told you about the various uplifter devices and the powers they can grant or remove because that was all purely functional knowledge that helped you do their bidding. I'm just saying, we can't keep assuming things because you always have. Not with what we know now. In the blink of an eye, Leisha's demeanor changed from relatively calm to clearly upset. Dan, he began, the word coming across more weakly than normal in an apparent reflection of the alien's state of mind.
Whatever is going on, and however and why ever Piper still has some semblance of the uplift powers, I will fix it.
Dan looked intently into his non-human friend's eyes and pursed his lips into something approaching a smile. Thank you, he said. If you can just take us back to Birchwood now, and ideally come with us for a little while, even though I know you've got so much going on at home, I would appreciate it more than I could ever tell you. After turning to Tara and seeing an even greater concern on her face than Dan's, Leisha surprisingly reached out and placed a gentle hand on her shoulder. She gulped instinctively at the cool feeling of his hand. This was particularly noticeable since her own skin was exposed at the shoulder in accordance with the relatively glamorous dress code of the gala, the glitzy event that had brought her and Dan to Buenos Aires but had long since vacated their minds as anything worth thinking about given what else had become apparent since their arrival at the ICA HQ.
Listen to me, Tara, the alien said. Piper will grow up to live a normal and happy life. That's not a statement, it's a promise. And like I said, a promise I make is a promise I keep. I won't rest until we get to the bottom of this and put it right, because I know only too well that she would have none of these problems if we hadn't granted the powers to Dan when we did. No one could have foreseen what has happened and what we have learned since that day, but until I fix this, not another day will pass without it dominating my thoughts.
I'll only ever hold this against the architects, Dan said, not you. That's not a statement either, Leisha, it's a promise. And a promise I make is a promise I keep. Leisha gave a half nod, focused and much sharper than his usual production.
We will fix this, he repeated, now almost incanting his own promise. Are we all ready to go?
Ready as I'll ever be,
Tara said, clasping Dan's hand and preparing for the flash.